Our guest analyst this afternoon, Bob Leibachen, president of RML Trading. Bob, we had a firmer day all the way around here, except that July corn contract faded here right at the end of the day.
Yep, that'll end up down a half, talking about the basis collapse in the Midwest for the cash price. Back months up 9, and some weather issues is being talked about, some warmer, drier forecast moving forward, but then there's a new weather that they call a CFS forecast. That's a 16 to the 30 day. That one is picking up some moisture, so time will tell, and of course that's a long ways out, so that could flip-flop many times. But at least short-term here, it looks warm and dry in the 6 to 10, 18, 8 to 14 forecast. So then we had the soybeans up 27, November's up 20. Wheat market even came along today a little bit, up 17. In the Chicago, Kansas up 11, Minneapolis up 10. So I think we're definitely into the weather season now, and then that will probably dictate our trade moving forward.
Yeah, it seems just as soon as we flip the calendar to June, it all of a sudden weather becomes a focus.
Yeah, we came in after the Memorial Day weekend on Monday night, and things were kind of looking the same way, that warmer and drier, and calls were higher, and we opened with a flop. It kind of opened steady up one or two, and then we ended up having two nasty days down. Some of that had to do with some concerns about China and some demand destruction and possibilities with their economy, and then the debt deal was being talked about and unknown there, and looks like the House passed it, so now it's in the Senate's hands to see how they deal with it. And that's got the stock market up today. We're about 160 on the Dow. Little optimism there. That took the crude oil market up today. That was up about $2, and the U.S. dollar down about 75 today. So that also helped out the grain market.
Yeah. Boy, sure lit a burr under the cattle market here today.
Yep, talking about the cash prices, sharply higher demand and some optimism with the debt deal and the stock market being up. And then, of course, you know, the time of the year we are, grilling season is here, so some demand picking up there. Feeders started off lower with the higher corn, but then when the corn backed off and the live cattle up, feeders ended up about 275 in September, and hogs were up a buck in the front month. And the back month's down a $1.20 to $1.80 lower. And, of course, last week or even last month, you know, the hogs had been hit pretty hard on the downside. So we did see a little rebound on Tuesday morning and gave back a little bit of that today.
Anything else we need to be talking about?
Nope. Like I mentioned, weather will be what dictates. And, of course, you never want to rule out some issue overseas that something could happen. You got the Ukraine-Russia thing going on, so I mean, you just never know. Hard to even talk about what could happen, but you just never know when you get a surprise there one way or the other.
RML Trading President Bob Leibachen.